Okay, the last question, which is a big wrap-up, and that's basically your take on the successes and failures of the convention. You know, what is the big picture?
Yeah, well, again, I kind of said this already, but I mean, the biggest success is that cultural heritage is on the map now because of World Heritage. I mean, people do care about it. People want their sites on the World Heritage List. Why? Because they actually see it as something important for them that's going to benefit them, their identity, their economies, their pride, their whatever. And that's something that I think is a tremendous success. So that's success number one. Number two, in individual cases, I think the convention has allowed certain sites to be to be better taken care of, to be better protected, et cetera. So, I mean, I think there is actual concrete conservation that has been able to have happened because of the convention. Certainly, the cooperation, creation of networks, and again, I'll go back to the Africa 2009 as the example. But I mean, we really created something which, you know, if the World Heritage Convention hadn't existed, Africa 2009 wouldn't have existed. You know, if Africa 2009 hadn't existed, I don't know that the Africa World Heritage Fund would have ultimately existed, or at least would have been able to do the things that it's doing, because it built Weber Ndoro, who used to work at Africa 2009, became the first director of, or the only director at this point, of the Africa World Heritage Fund, and so, you know, all of that comes out of that. So I think that's also a tremendous success. The negative shortcomings are probably a little bit more the politicization. I mean, the fact that maybe sites that are not, you know, maybe wouldn't really be judged as having outstanding universal value in a professional sense, you know, are making it onto the list. Another shortcoming, again, and this is partially a political issue, but, you know, is that some sites don't get protected as well as they should, simply because state parties are able to lobby in certain ways to weaken decisions and therefore make them ultimately less effective in trying to combat the problems. And I think that's a shortcoming.